Hey guys, it's Jino. Why did I sound so white? Hey guys, it's Jino, and today, this is a little surprise for you guys, because I know that I offered some of you guys on Amino the option of, you know, if you guys wanted to see a solo cast for me, and a lot of you guys said yes, and I told everyone I was gonna do it. And I had it and I didn't do it yet. So this is it. So I've been thinking about this podcast for a while and thinking about what I wanted to do for it. So I finally decided on what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about how becoming a K international fan improved my K-pop experience, and also the switch from being just a K fan to a K international fan, because that is kind of what I would consider myself to be, because I am someone who speaks Korean but also English, so you know, I get both sides of things, and I really get a chance to, you know, see how both sides of the fandom, the community, all of it works out. So, I guess the first thing that I thought about the most of was just K-pop songs in general, going from mumbling through English lyrics to being able to, you know, sing full songs, do fan chants and stuff. And also with, you know, English versions of songs, I also now understand those more. And, you know, I'm understanding a lot more than what I did before. Learning English changed my life for the better. It changed a lot of things about how I view things. It changed a lot on just how I interact with other K-pop fans and other general friends. When I was learning English, I did it through YouTube, TV shows, I used apps, I used, you know, everything that I could find, and I studied really, really hard. I bought books, you know, I got notebooks to write in, I went through this whole process, and so that kind of pushed me towards American K-pop stan Twitter, and that was like one of the best things ever. Because I love English, like, stan Twitter. It's so much funnier than some of the Korean, like, what Koreans post. That's just my personal opinion. Although Koreans can be funny, I just think that the English speakers are much funnier, you know? So, I feel like with learning English, coming, like, being a K-pop fan, it kind of, when you listen to K-pop, a lot of people just hear, like, the English lyrics, and especially, like, non-Korean speaking fans, a lot of times, I've noticed that they only pick up on, the English lyrics and such. And then they learn the Korean lyrics. But I've gotten to kind of learn this type of double type thing, where when I listen to K-pop, I can hear both the Korean and the English and understand it. But also I have a hard time translating, which is funny, because my mind doesn't make that switch as easy as it does for other people. I mention this all the time. When I try to translate things, like, straight right off the back, it's hard for me. I just can't connect the two languages together often. But when I hear English, I know it's English. And when I hear Korean, I know it's Korean. You know what I mean? And, like, I can understand it and I can process it. But trying to determine the two differences between it myself, like, trying to explain a Korean word that doesn't really have a good English translation, I always mess up. Or if it does have a like really good English translation, I just don't make that switch really quickly. Bilingual people can understand what I'm talking about. Another thing that kind of like changing countries, I get culture shock quite a lot. I heard a noise. So I get culture shock quite a bit. Sometimes it's like I'm so used to certain things, and America has been so different from what I'm used to. A lot of people in, like, here in America, they're so loud, like, they're louder than what I'm used to. I don't know how many of you guys know Asians or know people who were raised, you know, in an Asian household or in an Asian area. We tend to be pretty held back unless we're with really close friends or people we can really trust like that. I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling at this point. Okay. I guess another thing people wanted to hear was my school experiences. My school experience hasn't been the best. Because Asians are still a minority. So, I mean, it's kind of the struggle of, I'm pretty much the only Korean in my school. All of my friends are Viet and Chinese. I've only met one other Korean, and very briefly, and we kind of stopped talking after a while. So, that's kind of where that is. There's also a lot of K-pop fans in my school, and it kind of set me back at first when I realized it. And then there's also a lot of, like, really, really toxic fans. Like, just the other day, I met this girl. I think this was either yesterday or the day before. Yesterday, I met this girl who is a friend of one of my band friends who speaks Korean with me. Because she's learning it, so she speaks it with me. I am very close to her. I consider her a very great friend. I love her to death. She's great. And, this girl that is a friend of my friend saw me in my gym class, because I take walking because I'm lazy and I don't like doing a lot of physical exercise. Exercising. I don't like doing a lot of exercising. So I picked walking to put in my schedule, and I just have to walk around, like, the halls a bit. Like, they give me a little card and I'm free to walk, so that if a security asks, yeah, we have security in my school. That was kind of bizarre. Like, they like check the halls, make sure nobody skips and whatever. They make sure no one fights. There's a lot of fighting at my school. Yeah. So this girl, she spotted me in my gym class, and she came up to me and she's like, oh, you're friends with blank. I'm not gonna say her name for privacy reasons. Oh, you're friends with insert random name. I'm gonna call her Joanne. Her name is Joanne. My friend's name is Joanne, and the girl that came up to me is gonna be, her name's gonna be Bob. Okay, I'm gonna name her Bob. Don't ask why. She's Bob. Great. Okay, so Bob came over to me and Bob was like, oh, you're friends with Joanne. And I was like, well, yeah, I am. I am friends with Joanne. And she was like, you're Korean, right? I was like, yeah. She's like, you listen to K-pop. I was like, I do. I listen to it all the time. It's like one of the main things that I listen to. And she was like, what are you listening to right now? Because I had headphones in. And I was like, oh, I'm listening to Twice right now, Dance the Night Away. a bop, and she was like, oh, OMG, me too. And I was like, oh, so you like Twice? And she was like, nope, I just like this song. I stan BTS and BTS only. And I was like, okay, do you ever consider branching out or looking for new music? And she said, no, I don't. I think BTS is the only music I need to listen to. And that kind of took me back. That shocked me. I was like, do you not feel unsatisfied with, are you satisfied with just one group's music? You know, continuously listening to, the same group's music over and over again? Do you not get tired of that music? And she told me no, and that she watches a lot of dramas and doesn't really listen to music much. And that explained everything. She doesn't listen to music a lot because she doesn't have much options because she closed herself off. I don't understand people who only listen to one. This is not what I was here to talk about. I'm so off topic. I'm sorry. I have a lot of Asian friends. I've befriended almost every Asian in my school. The only ones that are, you know, around me. Like, I made two new friends in my gym class when this semester, the second semester started. After I got back from winter break, we started that next semester. And I eventually changed out my class, like my those extra classes. I have gym fourth period now. And before I had graphic arts fourth period. So I switched my classes. I still have art second period. That didn't change. And so during that switch, I made two new friends, they're siblings, actually, which I found was pretty interesting, because they, you know, they're really close to each other. They're Chinese, I'm not saying names, yet again, privacy, and they're two really sweet girls, they're really great, I don't know how long I'm going to make this, because I'm kind of already running out of... I mean, I guess there is something I could talk about. I did have an issue with a couple teachers, not even a couple, it was like two. Two teachers being pretty racist to me. I had my language arts teacher... Basically, my English teacher, she told me that I couldn't write in Korean on my work so that I could memorize things and also put it into, like, paper and stuff, I guess. Or, like, put it into English so that I could get the answer. And when I would take notes, I put it in Korean just because that's how I learn easiest. Like, that's how I do it. And she told me I couldn't do that. It would always tell me to erase it off of my, like, worksheets, not my notes. She didn't care about that. But she just told me that she didn't want to have to see Korean all over my paper. She's like, I understand you're a foreigner, but you can't do that. She didn't give me a reason why. Eventually, I got my Hyung to contact the principal. We got it sorted out. She let it go. So, that all got sorted out. And then, I think that was it. There's also, like, a thing of, that kind of bothers me, is that in my school is mainly, Hispanic, so it covers all of the, like, Spanish, parts, I guess, you know, like the different types of Spanish, like Dominican, Puerto Rican, Mexican, all of that, that all gets covered. And that takes up about a good, like, 70% of my school. And then there's, like, 10% white. But also, black takes a lot of, like, a large portion of it as well. So, the rest are either white or Asian. And I guess the people in my school think it's okay to just say the N-word no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter what race you are. There's this boy in my math class who says the N-word even though he's Viet. And it's so weird. I never experienced anything like that before. Like, American schools run so much different from what I'm used to. Everything's much more free. You have more room to, like, do as you please, and teachers don't really care. I guess that's kind of, like, one of the weird things that I'm not used to. I also don't have to wear a uniform. I thought that was pretty cool. As being someone who had went to private school, I was so used to uniform and, you know, strict rules and strict study laws and this and this and this and that and all that. And I was like, well, I mean, I thought it would be a lot stricter when I got there. But it actually wasn't. They were like, this is your class, sit where you want, take notes if you feel like it, and go about your day. And it was kind of weird. I didn't really expect everyone to be so laid back or kind of like as wild as these students are crazy. Like, it's insane. I guess maybe I'm just so used to being surrounded by people who come from super strict households, people who come from kind of like a name, a family name that they have to uphold. It doesn't seem like that's the case here. That's kind of what I'm picking up. So, I mean, I don't really know what else to talk about from there. If I can just push it to 20 minutes, I'll call it a day. Alright, so I have like 3 minutes to talk. So, I guess I can go back to K-pop in general. I forgot to mention this, Twitter memes. Twitter memes are my new favorite thing. Like, the ones that they put in, like, the videos on YouTube where they're, like, NCT videos that make me bust an uwu. And like, those types of things. Like, those kind of, like, English jokes that I didn't understand before. Before I learned English, I would always see all these, like, you know, stuff on Twitter. I would always see, like, English posts on Instagram and everything. And I couldn't read it. And I would have to click the little, like, translation button. Because Instagram actually does, like, legit translations, if you guys didn't know. It's legit. So, I always thought, I was like, I don't understand this. Like, why? Like, what's the big deal? I don't really understand it. And then after learning English, I understand. Like, it's so funny. It's, like, the best thing. I guess it's kind of just, the difference is really huge. There's a lot of things I'm still not used to. There's a lot of things I still really want to learn. There's a lot of things that I wish I could understand more. And I really want my English and my handwriting and all of that to improve greatly. Like, I really hope to see way more improvement than I've already shown. I want to continuously
get better. Oh, 20 minutes. Cool. So, basically on that note, I'm going to end this here just because I don't really have a lot to talk about on my own. So, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. Please give it a lot of love. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, KPopCast1. I hope you guys really enjoy this solo cast. I hope this brings us a little bit closer to each other. Thank you so much for all your support. I love you all greatly, KCasters. You guys are the best. And I guess I'll see you the next time I record with Brianna. Thank you guys for listening. Bye. Mwah.